The nonprofit focuses on those it says have the most to gain from education, low income, students of color, and those who are the first in their family to go to college. Money goes to community organizations who provide tutoring in math and reading so students can get into technical college or university and stay there until they get a certificate or degree. Richard George is CEO of Great Lakes Higher Education.
We require all of our grant recipients to have objective metrics that measure the success of their programs. Because what we're looking to do is leverage programs that we can see are working and then replicate those most successful programs in other places.
One of the biggest recipients of money from Great Lakes is Boys and Girls Club of Dane County. They'll get $600,000, which will help 1,100 middle and high schoolers in Madison and Verona. Michael Johnson is the club's chief executive officer. Johnson says efforts to boost the number of college-bound kids is closely tracked.
We actually bring in statisticians from the University of Wisconsin. Every single year they come out with a report. So you look at our kids' GPAs, they look at attendance, they look at the rigor of courses that they're taking, they look at behavior.
Studies show 60% of students at community colleges need remedial courses. Great Lakes officials want to reduce the number of underprepared students from having to take what they describe as essentially high school level classes at college prices. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.